AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in to today's radio show. We appreciate your listenership. We're going to give you a big hand clap right there. We are broadcasting live from Silicon World here on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and our online streaming where you can always listen live. If you want to dial into today's radio show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220 and get your questions and comments on air with me today. Of course, if you want to connect with me directly, you can do that by emailing me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.com. B-I-Z, B as in boy, igloo, zebra, or call 1-888-MY-SBC-30, My Small Business Concierge 30. I am so excited to be here today on this show. We've got some wonderful power women that we're going to talk to today. Remember, we kicked off last week with National Women's Small Business Month, and so we're going to continue to celebrate our women. We're going to celebrate what they're doing. Women are on the rise. There's so much going on. I'm excited about that. In fact, if you want to know some of the statistics, just for you to kind of play around in your mind and just see what women are doing, guys out there. We got power women in our homes. We got power women wives. We got power women all over the place, and I am so excited about it. Some of the statistics, just so you know, in 2019, women-owned businesses accounted for 42% of all U.S. businesses in the United States, generating $1.9 trillion in revenue. Today, there are over 13 million women businesses in the U.S. Can you say power women? I can say power women. And so, you know, when we're celebrating and we're talking about our power women, I just want to say something to all our guys out there and men who have wonderful women and daughters and doing great things or aspiring to do great things, right? They need your support. They need your that wind beneath their wings. They need that support from our men and our fathers and our husbands to say, you know what, I really believe in you. You can shoot for the stars. You can do anything that you need to do, and I'm going to be here supporting you. Last year, I finished my master's degree. I'm so excited about that. I felt good about that. I did that for me. I needed that for me. Sometimes as women, we need to do things for us. And when I went to the graduation was just a few weeks ago, and I was blown away. The majority of the graduates, Capella University, the majority of the graduates were women. Women crushed it. Women, you are out there doing it. We need you not to just survive. We need you to thrive. We need you to kick it up to the next level. And 80%, I'm sure 80% of the graduates were women. In fact, of all ages, I mean, you saw grandmothers, you saw millennials, you saw me kind of in that knocking on 60, coming through and just absolutely fantastic. And the reality is that women have a purpose. Women have a place. Women need to take their rightful place in the universe. And sometimes I like to say, if you're in the boardroom and you can't figure out what to do, ask the woman in the room because she probably has the answer. Sometimes you're going to have to go to women for those answers. And today I've got some great power women on this show. We're going to talk about what they're doing, how they're impacting their communities, and kind of dig into some of the challenges and some of the things that women face just in general, just striving to showcase their genius. And we need to help women around the world showcase their genius. So today we have on author, speaker, minister, musician, worshiper, Eileen Detweiler. Is just absolutely fantastic. In fact, I'm looking at her book here. She just authored a new book called The Journey in Between, Navigating the Terrain in Between Life's Moments. And so she is going to talk a little bit about her book. She has spent time during the pandemic and just brought a book that is, in fact, I'm in the middle of reading it and I'm just blown away by what she's saying. And we're going to share a little bit more information with you later in the show to get a copy of this book, get a copy of this book for your wife or for your daughter or even for yourself. You need to learn about some of the things, again, that women go through. So her authorship began with writing the book. She sought to read, and this is what she wrote. And I'm telling you, it is impactful and it makes a significant difference. And also we have Marfa Hanks. Marfa Hanks has held many titles throughout her life and career, but she's proudest of her background of service to others. She is crushing it. Marfa is living her dream today as a professional consultant, but the adversity in her past taught her some valuable lessons, and I'm going to allow her to share a little bit of her journey, what she's gone through, and I think I'm going to let her share a little bit about her personal life in terms of who Marfa Hanks really is. And sometimes our men, when they're doing great things and stuff, we as women are in their shadows. But I'm telling you, that is not Marfa Hanks. She is crushing it and she's doing some fantastic stuff, and I'll let her share a little bit about that as well today on this show. So that being said, I'd like to bring both of my guests on. Marfa Hanks, welcome to the show. Eileen Detweiler, welcome to the show. You guys are absolutely amazing, and let's see if we can change some lives today. How you doing today?
You're doing great, Margaret. Thanks. Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So we're celebrating the National Women in Business Month, and I really wanted to do a month. This is the first time in 14 years, and we're in our 14th season, that I have brought on all women throughout the National Women in Business Month. And I wanted to do something special this year. I really see women on the rise. I see them doing great things. And Eileen, I'm going to start with you. You authored this book. You sent it to me. I've been reading it. I'm enjoying it. You are so real and so raw. So tell us a little bit about your journey in between. You're navigating the terrain in between, life's moments. So let our audience get to know you just a little bit through this fantastic work of authorship that you've done.
Well, thank you so very much. Thank you for having me on the show. Thank you to your listeners for allowing me to share. This book came out during the pandemic of 2020. I actually had made a career shift. Things just happened in my life prior to that, and we made a move from the Bay Area to Las Vegas. And in that move, I was still trying to find myself. I had come from being a worship leader, pastor, creative director, all these wonderful things. And then all of a sudden everything stopped and I'm in this space where I felt like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I mean, I was literally in a desert. And then when the pandemic happened, we had just recently had lost my husband's father. And then I lost a best friend of mine just to come to a heart attack. And then my daughter, I found out she had to have surgery for a tumor on her back. And all this is happening during 2020. And I'm like, Lord, what do you want us to do? And then at that time, I started a Bible study because churches were shut down. And again, God is my, he's my everything. And I needed to know how to maneuver, how to navigate this space. And from this Bible study, each lesson that we tackled actually became a chapter in the book. And then I realized that I wasn't the only one going through different things that were happening in our lives, especially I had just turned 50, and now I'm finding myself in a totally different space, starting over. My kids are grown. Me and my husband moved to this state, to this place that I didn't know anyone. I didn't have community. I had nothing. And then just having to start over and having to find out who am I again at this stage in my life. And then also I realized that, like I said, I wasn't the only one. And there are women out there. This book was written for me because I was looking for something, but it was also written for those who are like me. So I always say my audience is me, someone who's, starting over, feel like they're starting over in their career, feel like they're starting over in life, not really knowing what that next stage of that place is. And then during that time, I wrote the book. I went back to school. I got my graduate certificate in Christian theology during that time, because I was like, I really want to be credible as I'm writing as well. But yeah, that's my journey. I got four kids. I'm married, loving life, and everything. But That was a space that, like I said, that I wasn't the only one walking this space out. And then how do you, you know, what is your next? What happens next? And that's kind of where this book comes from. And then I look at the terrain of being in the desert, or being in a mountain, or climbing a mountain, the wilderness, the valley, you know, the valley of grief, the valley of desperation, you know. Right. And I found myself just finding all those terrain. So yeah, thank you again, and I hope this book really blesses someone, and wherever they are in their life.
Let me just say something, and you said who I am. You're finding out who you are. You know, when the kids graduate from college, they or not even when they graduate from college, when you become an empty nester, and especially for women and wives, we get absorbed in our families. Lives, our husbands, our kids. And then when all of that's gone, it's like that question comes up, you know, why am I really here? And there's so much more to us and to our lives. And there's this rediscovery of self, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to have you chew on that for just a minute. I want to come back to a question I'm going to ask you and Marva, you know, as a wife and as a mother in that self-discovery. And you're saying, who am I? I want to talk a little bit more about that and digging into that, because I think there's a lot of women out there that are asking that question. And maybe they haven't even had a family, but they're still asking, who am I? And how do you find yourself in the midst of everything that's going on in the world? And I think that that's important for oneself, especially for women, finding out who we are. So hold on to that thought. I'm going to come back to you in just a minute. Marva, I'm going to bring you on. You are absolutely phenomenal. We met many years ago. You were crushing it then. You're crushing it now. But you have a story, and you've been doing some fantastic things. You have these programs where you are consulting, and it started one way to help families that were part of the NFL, and now you're helping families with financial management and all of these other things that kind of unfolded as you began to, and I like what your bio says, is to serve others. So tell us a little bit about your journey and your own self-discovery. So share a little bit about that. We got about 2 minutes before we go to a commercial break, and I'd like to have you just, you know, unfold to our audience right here.
Sure. So anyone that would have followed me, they would know that I'm a signpost. The package that I come in, I'm 77 inches tall, which is 6'5", played on a championship basketball team in college. University of Iowa is in the news now because they are national championship status. I was part of the foundation before I met my husband that laid that foundation for success today. So I've never really had an issue with who I am. Or who am I? But I love being a part of a championship team, championship culture. Thus, it was an easy marriage to connect with my spouse and support him in a way that would elevate him. But also, as we identify ourselves with being a child of Christ, being a child of the King, first and foremost, I know that I'm his, instilled in me at a very, very young age. So I use my platform, my 77 inches all the time, to make Jesus known, whether it's on or off the white lines, off the field, off the court, walking in the marketplace, and or at significant tables that the Lord has allowed me to sit at because of my influence and just access. So without further ado, I mean, that's a little snippet of my story, and those that would know me best in colleges, I've done reunions, they know that I would never find myself in Dallas, Texas, just because of ambassadors that I had met in college. That I, you know, you make these inner vows. I'm never, ever going there. And you live life long enough, Margaret, and you surrender to, like, Lord, just do not remove your love from me. I'm in the place I said I would never, ever go to, and you are wonderful and amazing and still allowing me to be an influencer. So before we go to commercial break, that's a little bit of what I have been able to be a part of, just influencing along my journey from college to Dallas.
Awesome. We're going to go to a commercial break right now. We're going to come back to our Power Women. We're going to help some women out there. And we're going to have some heart-to-heart discussions here about just being a woman and getting a hold of those stars that are out there for you. We'll be right back. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Business on the Edge on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We are celebrating the National Women in Business Month. We have two power women on with us today, two women who have had their, enjoying their careers, enjoying the life that they have. And I just want to say this, if you're just tuning in or if you listen to the first segment, I want our audience to understand you're getting a version of women who, whatever part of their life they want to share, I've given them the permission and liberty to share that, including their faith, because I'm a woman of faith and I make no bones about loving God. I'm where I'm at because of the faith in my life, and it's part of my journey. It's part of my story, and I want to be careful not to keep them from that part of the story. So I want you to just take this ride with us, sit back, relax, and enjoy the journey in listening to these women who are going to make a difference for you and for women, the women in your life. So that being said, getting that little thing out of the way, I want to come back to talking to Marva and Eileen. We're just gonna have this discussion. We've got a lot of women out there that are hurting. That Marva in the first segment, you said, you know, I really have a problem with who I am. I did. I grew up with having an issue of who I was because that's what I was taught. That was the environment that I was in. I wasn't sure. I was insecure. I was told I would never be as smart as my brother and all of these things. And by the way, I graduated with a 4.0 GPA in that master's program. I did that for me. Okay. And so, Eileen, you're sharing your journey. And so there's some hurting women out there that are powerful, that has the ability to be absolutely extraordinary. And I'm going to start with you, Marva. What would you say to them out there? What would you say to that woman? And Eileen, I want you to think about what you would say. I want to hear from both of you on what you would say to the women out there and what you would say to the men in their lives or the significant other in their lives.
Right. So coming from a tall tribe is significant to my story because my grandparents and my aunts and uncles and my parents knew that I would get unsolicited comments about the package that I was in. So I would say before I even left the house, I had, espresso shots full of love and confidence poured into me. I really did. Because I was going to be the tallest. I was going to stand out. I'm the oldest in my family. And so they really did a great job of conditioning me to withstand the attacks and onslaught of just negativity that would come unsolicited by myself. And so with that also, segueing and making my way onto championship culture, being involved with teams of women that really do help to lift you up. There was no, the competition was within yourself to be the best you could be, to know your role, and to have people point out your gifts and your talents and celebrate you. So I realize now that as I'm doing work with women that come out of abusive situations, that they've been told lies. And actually, when I distill it down into small one-on-one groups, I would, distill who told you that. And then reframe it to let them know how wonderful, how marvelous that they were and that they were created for a powerful purpose that was really outside of what they could see. So it really is an opportunity to elevate their view so that they could look beyond what they've been told, kind of look beyond the walls of confine and restraint. So that's what I do say is who told you that lie? First of all, let's identify it. And then let's, work to speak life and encouragement to each other. And that comes in many, many different forms. I am pro getting involved in healthy community. And so let's identify what healthy community looks like. And so that also comes in. Sports form is always going to be my lean-to. But now, as I'm in my, you know, closer to 60 than I am to, you know, my 20s, that also looks like if you're a mom's group, if you're a healthy networking group here in Dallas, where, you know, Mary Kay was started to empower other women entrepreneurs. It is saturated in the culture of this place, infused, that women are constantly speaking life and encouragement for access and opportunities. One of the first things that they always ask you at tables here, what are you dreaming about? And how can I help make that come true? How can I come alongside to help elevate you? So this culture here is just rich in strong women influencers. And I'm really, really accustomed to that, although I had an aversion to be down here initially just because of bad ambassadors from this place. It could happen to anybody, but I'm so glad that I'm here and get to speak to you about speaking confidence in life and encouragement to other women.
Absolutely. And all of these are great takeaways, and we're going to go to a commercial break in just a moment. But I like what you said about what does a healthy community look like. There has to be, before you can really help someone, you really have to identify the challenges and the struggles that they deal with, and you have to unpack that, right? So they can really see things differently because your belief system matters. And so empowering other women is so important. One of the things, I was being interviewed by Rob Black years ago, and I love Rob Black. He's one of our station personalities here. And he asked me, why do women start so many businesses for women? And I simply stated that men aren't doing it. And quite frankly, women really understand women, just like men understand men. That's why we have men's groups and women's groups and all of these things. We understand some of the challenges and the things that we go through as a woman. And so I can't get the information from a man and take it through his filter. And so I think what you're saying is so key. What does a healthy community look like? And if you need to ask yourself that, I would encourage you to ask yourself that. And when we come back, we're going to find out what Eileen's perspective is as well, and what she would say to the women out there, the hurting women out there, and even the men in their lives or the significant others in their lives. We're going to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Business on the Edge on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on Business on the Edge. We are celebrating, supporting the National Women in Business Month. So powerful. All you power women out there, we need you. We need you to survive. We need you to thrive. We need you to reach the dreams and the visions and the goals that you have in your heart. We need you. We need you. And you have support from other power women like our guests today, Eileen Detweiler and Marva Hanks. I love the work that these women are doing. And I'm going to circle back to Eileen and have you respond to the same question that Marva responded to in the first segment. We've got a lot of hurting women out there. I want to help somebody. And what would you say to her? And what would you say to the man in her life, the significant other in her life, those that are around her? Maybe there's no one significant, right? What would you say to her? What would be your response to that?
Well, I would like to piggyback a little bit off of what Marva did say when she had mentioned the fact that, you know, she talked to these women and asked them who told you that lie about who you are. And so I'm going to take a step further, because after you've been encountered and you know who that person was or what was it that was said to you, now let's do the work. And that's kind of what this journey in between is about, is doing that work from one space to the other. And so now you try to find out, well, who am I now? And what am I supposed to do with that information? How do I move forward from here? And, you know, and then there's a space where in the book where I talk about excavation, where you take the topsoil of your life, all those things that that have been pounded on you for years, and the experiences that you've lived through and different things. And now it's time to excavate. And let's just take that time and let's just scrape all of that off so that now that we can be look into a mirror. Now you can see your new self. So who am I now? Now let's do some rediscovering of that. And with the men in our lives and those people who can support us, it's like, give us that space to do that. Because even with me and with what happened with myself, it was like I needed that space to realize that I'm not the same person that I was. You know, all of the experiences, all the things that happened, everything that was going through in my life, it took me to another turn. And now I have to excavate all those things and find out, who am I now? And then once I discovered who I am now I'm going to take that and I'm going to build on it. It's almost like getting a clean slate and almost starting over, but not so much starting over, because what you do is you use those same experiences that you had, but now you're coming with more information, and now you can move forward in your life. And so that's what I would say. And again, for those men and for those people who support you, give us that space to reconnect. Give us that space to find out who we are now, you know, especially with when you're starting your career over, or find out, like with a lot of us, we're empty nesters now, and we're rediscovering our marriages, you know, like, oh my God, mm-hmm. like, you know, 25 years ago, we were different people, and now we're totally different with who we are. So we also have to rediscover those things. And so let's just take that time to do that and rediscover ourselves and rediscover our spouses, our families, and what have you. So that's what I would say. And for those that are hurting and still walking that path out, give yourself that space. It's okay. It's okay to not be okay, right? It's okay to not be okay. That's right. Let's take the time to realize who we are right now and discover that. And don't rush through it, because you didn't rush through your life. So just not rush through this, because it's a totally different time in our lives. And as we're all saying, we're pushing that 60. And once you get there, you know,
that's right.
You know, we've had those experiences, and you know, now things matter. Everything that we do right. now is about legacy. Everything we right. do now is about how what are people going to say about how we lived our lives?
Right. We got to go to a commercial break. Good stuff. I'm telling you, we'll be right back. Hang on to your seat. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome into the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. I love this segment of the show. This is where we can talk about small business, talk about what Small Business Concierge is doing, and of course, we can get back to our guests. So what's going on with the Small Business Concierge, the magazine? We are excited. We are working on our next issue, and so you can expect that to come out real soon. In fact, we're going to have a little something in it from one of our guests today, Eileen Detweiler. So we're looking forward to that as well. And so those of you hear me talking about the Small Business Concierge, Small Business Fitness Center, we continue to get signups for our subscription. If you want to go deeper in your business acumen, you want to develop your business, or maybe you're thinking about being in business, go out to our website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz, and get connected with us in that Small Business Growth Plan. We will help you. And this is really a space for you. The Small Business Fitness Center is a space for you to develop and grow, and you get out of it what you put in it. And we've got Marva Hanks, and she has played for championship basketball games, basketball in college. And so she will tell you that if you don't work out, if you don't do the work, If you don't get fit, you are not going to have the results that you want to have. So we want to make sure that you are getting what you need. And of course, I do monthly coaching calls, live coaching for our small business members and all of that good stuff. So we just keep going to the next level. We just keep climbing. We keep helping small businesses and women in business and minorities in business to level that playing field for you to have the experience that you want to have in your business, your small business. We are celebrating the National Women in Small Business Month. So all of you out there that are women who have been plugging away and you've been building your business and you have been in the grind, I salute you for the work that you're doing. Don't give up. You have support. We're here. And if you need support from agencies like the Small Business Development Centers, please get connected. They're all over the country. This show is not just Bay Area, it's all over the world. Get connected to your Small Business Development Center scores, Women in Business Centers, Veteran Business Centers, and so on. They're out there for you. That's a federal program. I do a lot of work with them. I have several contracts with them to help small businesses, and you should not be going it alone. Get the support that you need. I want to get back to my guests. I got about 4 minutes left in this segment, so I want to make sure that we powwow just a little bit and get you connected to them. And so we've been talking about just helping women, some of the women out there that are hurting, but there's a lot of good things that are happening out there. And so there's potential. You have potential. You were born to be potent. You were born to be very powerful. You have to have passion, and passion really means to be relentless. It's not like this love thing that we see on Hallmark. It is, you will suffer and endure because you have passion for something. So 3 minutes left. So I want to ask Eileen and Marva, and let's start with you, Marva. Can you tell our audience how to get connected to you? What's the best way to get connected to you?
The best way to get connected with me is Marva Hanks, 6'5", Marva Hanks, the numbers, 6'5", my height, at gmail.com. You can also, when you Google search me, you will find my podcast, Just Keep Living, Marva Hanks, and The Fifth Quarter with Marva and Milani. Those are the best ways to find me. I'm on all your platforms, wherever you listen to podcasts.
And then can we give them MarvaHanks.com?
And absolutely, that's the easiest, MarvaHanks.com. If you Google search me, all of those will come up and available.
And if you didn't get all of that, email me at ontheedgeatbusinessontheedge.biz, and I will get that over to you. Same thing, Eileen, can you share with our audience the best way to connect with you and connect with getting your book, Eileen Detweiler, The Journey in Between?
Yes, you can connect with me on my website at eileendetweiler@eileendetweiler.com. And then also my email is eileen.detweiler@gmail.com. If you Google me, you will also find my book is also on Amazon, but I would prefer you purchase it on EileenDetweiler.com, and you can also purchase the ebook via Amazon or Barnes & Noble. So that's how you can connect with me. I'm on Instagram at Eileen Detweiler, and I'm on LinkedIn at Eileen Detweiler.
Absolutely fantastic. And I would say this, get some of those books and pass them out. Don't just buy one, buy several, and give it to your daughter or your sister or your, make sure that you provide it as a gift, because I'm telling you, I'm reading this book and it is so real, so raw, and it will be definitely an inspiration to you. So make sure that you go out to Eileen Detweiler, pick up her book, pick up a few copies out there and give them away as gifts, and just your way of helping someone else out, and read it for yourself. You never know the benefit it'll be to you. We got to get out of this segment. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
Business on the Edge on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on Business on the Edge. We are at the bottom of our hour. It just goes so fast. It goes so fast. We have talked to two just powerful women impacting their worlds, impacting your world, if you let them. And so I appreciate them coming on and celebrating the National Women in Small Business Month. We're going to continue to celebrate women. We have some great guests coming up in the next couple of weeks. And so you do not want to miss the power women that are coming on. So we've talked about and listened to these power women share and inspire you to go to your next level. And let me just say this for the men that are listening. It doesn't exclude you. It doesn't exclude your ability to go to your next level. Women and power women on this planet can invest in your next level as well. I have a lot of clients that are men, and I support them in going to their next level in their business, in their business acumen, in their growth potential, doing a lot of great work there. And so just keep in mind, I like talking about, I have these power secrets, and power secrets, power women. You are powerful. You have position. You have purpose. You have to have posture. You have to understand your power. No one gives you power. They give you authority. There is a difference. You need to understand that difference. And that word power means the ability to do a thing extremely well. It's an old Latin word for theory. For you to be able to power, the ability to do a thing extremely well. And that's what power people do. And so I want to give my guests each about a minute to inspire you, our power women out there. And even if you don't feel like a power woman, we're telling you, you don't feel like a power woman, we're telling you, you are powerful. You were destined for greatness. No one can live your life better than you. And so I'm going to start with Eileen Detweiler. I want you to give about a minute. We've got 4 minutes left. Please give a minute. Marva, give a minute and inspire our audience. Eileen, we'll start with you.
Thank you, Margaret. I just want to say to the audience and to those power women out there that you can do this. As life transitions and you move through this thing, that you can make it. Even though it looks different than what it did in the past, it's definitely a time for you to shine. It's definitely time for you to be who you want to be, because now that you have the experiences under your belt, let's become the woman that you were born to be. Let's be that person and that mother, that wife, that business owner that you were born to be. And you can do it. You can do it. It doesn't mean just because it happened doesn't mean that it's over. It means that this is a great starting spot for you to begin again.
Absolutely. Marva, same thing. Give us a minute. Inspire the power women out there. Inspire the audience.
I would say, dear sister, just take a minute to pause, reflect, and breathe the Creator's original breath and take that in and move forward with confidence. There are no mistakes. There's only recovery. There are no losses. There's always learning. Look at what's in your hand and start. Identify what's available and begin again. Reimagine. Take time to reimagine. Vision cast for yourself. And move forward. Look for opportunities to partner, come alongside, and create the world that you were purposed to be. And we are moms. We create girls and boys. So we're empowered to do businesses that would reflect the image bearer in every sphere, every gender. We are part of God's creation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm going to wrap it up with this one. You can get connected to Marva Hanks on her podcast, Just Keep Living. You can go out to Podotron. Am I saying that right? Podotron.com. Look for Just Keep Living with Martha Hanks. You will not be disappointed. Eileen Detweiler, get her book. You will not be disappointed. Go out to her website, EileenDetweiler.com, and you've got MarthaHanks.com. There's just so many ways to connect with these power women. Of course, you can always email me at ontheedge@positionontheedge.biz, and I will send you all of their information that they provided here on the show. I know sometimes it's hard to write and drive or wherever you might be listening to the show. And just remember, one of the last things that I want to leave with you is possess. Dominate your space. Dominate your arena. Okay. Make sure that you understand that you have a right to be at the table. You don't need permission to be at the table. And one last thing, and I just really, this has really crystallized for me in the last, I would say month or so. Pain has purpose. Don't look at your pain as a curse. Look at it as pain has purpose. Use it to go to your next level. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW. We are celebrating you power women out there. Happy Women in Business Month here. And we'll see you next week. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.